It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Two 18-hole semi-public courses and a 9-hole short hole course. But
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What kind of course?
A 9-hole short course.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Was the monster
come from?
The little blue fluffy thing
yes.
with an eye in it?
The what?
This is Marconi award-winning.
Well, you didn't like him, huh?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Should I have dumped that?
That was the monster.
Oh, you are the gift that keeps on giving. Man.
God.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings us the emergency brake of the week here at 7:58 on The Ticket. By the way, the all-timer and e-brake wins, Norm, will be with us to celebrate his 20 years of dominance in this competition with
he's
over 100. He is the best.
He's the GOAT.
And he's going to be with us coming up at 8:15. GOAT. We will review some of his all-timers. And guess what? Norm is candidate number one this morning.
All right.
They were talking about firearms on the Normandy invasion. And Norm thought he would mention this revolver. Now, you've heard this about this gun before, but just not said like Norm says it.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
You can update your weapons list now. Now in Texas, we can pull out our 357 Magnum instead of the knife. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, unload the thing.
Well,
357.
No, let's not.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's not unload our 357 Magnum.
But we can.
It's really weird.
Have you ever heard it said
no.
like that?
No. You can unload your point 357. Your point 357.
That was weird.
Got a good boom, boom, boom drop out of that, too.
Boom, 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 boom. Norm, can you join the world again soon?
All right, one more time.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
You can update your weapons list now. Now in Texas, we can pull out our 357 Magnum instead of the knife. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, unload the thing.
Well,
357.
No, let's not.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's not unload our 357 Magnum.
But we can.
It's really weird.
Boom, 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 boom. Take that bitch. Come on.
Hey,
Norm?
Hey.
Norm?
If Norm did have a pistol when he threatened someone, I'm going to shoot you with my 357. Don't take another step. I'm sorry, a what?
Do they? I don't think they make 357 Magnums in a pistol either.
Do they?
Maybe
I
not.
I see that as a revolver.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Yeah, I guess that is a revolver. Yeah. Well, there's Norm up as candidate number one. Candidate number two is Mike Reiner. He's been winning a lot of e-brakes the last couple of years.
Organically.
Now here, Corby is trying to do a live spot. He's getting ready to go, but he's distracted because Ryan's is watching a video with the sound up, and it's a really tough subject of what he's watching. Apparently it's females
what?
Blowing funny, which shouldn't even be talked about, but I had to bring it up because that apparently is what Ryan's was watching that distracted Corby.
To Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, Corby.
Mike, quit playing that. Jeez.
Did Danny get you into something?
Yeah, he did. Right before
what are you
the live
doing?
Spot.
Man.
He's watching girls.
Doing
yes.
bottom things?
Yes.
Way to go, Mike.
Like, that's the first thing I heard when he played the live spot music. Like, what?
Did it go over the air?
Probably.
Gross. By the way, there are 357 Magnum pistols. Desert Eagle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a Daisy 880 dual action power line.
Thank you for your time.
All right. Why are those videos out there and why is Mike watching?
Why are what videos out there?
The ones that we've already described.
Of women.
Yes. Doing air bathroom.
It's clearly faked. I mean.
Because you don't think that happens.
Of course it doesn't happen. That's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. Apparently there's video proof of it now.
Well, we shouldn't shame women.
So women, shout your... Well, I don't want to say
don't
it.
Don't do that.
You stop there?
Yes. Found my line, Jerry. You just witnessed it.
Well, there's Rhines as candidate number two. Candidate number three, this is going to be on Cray Tray, who was running our board last week when Big Strong Jeremy was on vacation. But the Great Gordo is definitely an e-brake enhancer here.
What is that? I've never heard that category.
Well, Trey accidentally placed something on the air while you were doing a live spot, but you did not. You could have easily just gone on and given copy points, but you didn't.
No, I'm too busy being the best one.
And this is not being the best one, and this is what it sounded like.
You can also calculate your payments. You can value your trade-in.
Hey, everybody.
What was that? What? Come on the air. What did you say, Trey? What? You're trying to play Gordon some stuff. What? Are you on the air? Okay. No, you need to be on the air.
Yo, are you done?
I'm sorry. What's going on?
I was showing George some audio. I accidentally played it on the air for an e-brake.
Okay.
We might be hearing this at 8:04 or the e-brake too.
Or what?
We might be hearing this later. Go ahead.
Browse a huge selection of new...
God! See what I mean by enhancing that whole e-brake?
I wasn't enhancing it.
Yes, it wasn't a good idea for Trey to play something on air when he was trying to preview it for last Friday's e-brake.
But the problem I have with him is when he's clearly told to come on the air and he keeps talking off the air.
It is weird.
I don't think he hears you all the time.
He has hearing issues.
Yes.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
He's deaf in both ears.
Is he really?
No, not both. But yes, he's a little hard of hearing sometimes. That's why maybe he didn't hear your command to go on the air.
What
and talk
happened to his
him.
Ears?
I'm not sure. But Trey is candidate number three.
Choosing a career in an audio medium seems like an odd choice.
When he was one, he wandered between two cannons.
Is that true?
And they fired simultaneously.
No, I don't think that's true.
Milk cannons?
He lost 80% of his hearing.
I don't know. Maybe we should put this more in Gordo than Trey. One
it
more time.
Be on me. I was crushing it on a live spot. I was doing awesome.
Well, let's just hear this. Let's review it one more time.
You can also calculate your payments. You can value your trade-in.
Hey, everybody.
What was that? What? Come on the air. What did you say, Trey? What? You're trying to play Gordon some stuff. What? Are you on the air? Okay. No, you need to be on the air.
Yo, are you done? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's going on?
I was showing George some audio. I accidentally played it on the air for an e-brake.
Okay.
We might be hearing this at 8:04 or the e-brake too.
Or what?
We might be hearing this later. Yeah. Go ahead.
Browse a huge selection of new...
I'm slightly hypnotized by the phrase, I was showing George some audio.
Well, he can't hear so well, so he has to visualize audio.
So flustered.
That's right, the cannon incident.
He starts with yo. That's a great,
yo. Great intro.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Norm, Rhines, or Trey, with a little help from Gordo. 888-787-1310.
I'm showing George some audio accidentally.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Oh. Who wins?
Yeah, is this 96.7 frequency modulation?
Yes, we understand your vote.
Hi, you're Norman. On the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Yeah, I'm traveling down 635, listening to my favorite station.
All right. Okay.
Messed up.
We're off to a good start. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Good morning, musers. It's Cassidy, the original Little P1. Aww. I like to vote for Norm, and Merry Christmas, guys.
Oh,
Merry Christmas. Every day's Christmas.
Every day's Christmas to Cassidy.
Norm and Merry.
Have you gotten over Gordo making you feel bad?
Uh-huh. I've gotten over that already.
Hey,
sweet.
Is school out, or are you still going?
No, school's already out.
Yeah, she went to go to school on Christmas Day, George.
I forgot it was Christmas. Yeah, every day's Christmas.
I hope Santa brings you something good again tonight.
I'd like to introduce my little sister.
Okay.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 8 years old.
Okay. Oh, great. What's her name?
Hello, my name's Ashley, and I like to also vote for Norm.
Wait, well, that's the same voice.
That's legal. Yeah, is that a legal vote?
I don't think there's a real 8-year-old sister. I think that's the same voice.
They're cute kids. Let's let them vote twice.
Cassidy.
We're not letting Dad
Cassidy.
Vote.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, no.
I think you...
No, that is Ashley. That's not me. That's Ashley.
It's you.
Yeah, there are two of them.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Two of them. You mean people, sir?
All right, we got to go.
Okay. Yeah, George is cutting you guys off.
Well,
he's making your life worse, adding to the suffering you've already had.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Morning, boys. Hey. Give me the South Oak Cliff con man and happy birthday number 50 to Drew Porter.
There's a vote for Rhines. Hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Guten Tag.
There's fake Dirk. Hey, Dirk.
Hey,
give me a little Gray Wolf for the win in Ecuador.
Yeah.
Can I borrow a guitar?
No, I've already been down that road with you, Dirk.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Hey, what's your name again?
What's your name again?
Oh, this is Josh and Sherman. What's your name again, bud?
George.
George? You got a band?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way this is going to work, man.
All right, he's repeating lines.
Listen, I play the hits, the country music that the people record.
Yeah.
And I make them hits, and I play them on my radio show.
From your movie? Yeah, from the movie. Yeah, thank you. I'm honored, sir, that you impersonated me from a movie. That's great. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Let's vote for Norm Pew Pew Adolf Hitchkiss and Hooter Brown.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Norm has done it again. What a day for him to do it, too.
Yeah. You can update your weapons list now. Now in Texas, we can pull out our 357 Magnum instead of the knife. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, unload the thing.
Well,
357.
No, let's not.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's not unload a 357 Magnum.
But we can.
It's really weird.
Isn't the beginning of that a little like Donnie loves the NBA and
Donnie, guess what?
Oh, Donnie. Oh, this is good news for you. You can upgrade your weapons list.
Yeah, you have weapons, right?
You have tons of weapons.
Yeah. Next time you're out gangbanging.
Whoa.
What? I was playing along with your play. How many wins is that for Norm?
That's the 106th win for Norman Bromidosis Hitzkus.
106.